This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, in the last few weeks we have been discussing various contemporary issues in the wake of the Christchurch terror attacks. Today I thought I will change and speak more on a reformatory type of topic. And in this regard, what greater can there be than the advisors of one of our great Sahaba, one of our great companions, none other than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There are many attributes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the attributes, as is made mention in the hadith, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَا قَبْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ مُحَدَّثُونَ فَإِنْ يَكُ فِي أُمَّتِي أَحَدٌ فَإِنَّهُ عُمَرٌ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the previous religions, there were people who were muhaddathun, people who were inspired. And if there has to be anyone in this ummah that had such a rank, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muhaddathun means one who is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man whose intuition is inclined towards the right because of what Allah has put in his heart. The one who speaks the truth. In other words, truth just comes on his tongue naturally. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is such a person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has placed truth in the heart and the tongue of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a very interesting incident that one day the wives and other women were in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were making certain demands. And while they were speaking, Umar came to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they saw Umar, they scattered. The woman started scattering. So then when Umar came, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling. Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? May Allah always keep you smiling. What is the reason for your smile? Oh Umar, these women were here. They were demanding certain things. They heard you. They scattered. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya aduwati anfusihim, O enemies of your own soul, do you fear me and you leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They said, Kunta afaz wa aghlaz. You are even more harsh. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar, leave them. Whenever you take a path and you take a road, shaitan also takes another road. Shaitan also takes another road. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne haq ko Umar ki zaban aur dil par rakh diya. To unki nasihat bhi bari qimti hai. To unhone ek martaba apne dost se kuch nasihatein ki. He gave his one friend the advices, which is made mention in the hadith book of Kanzul Ummal. And it's very interesting. And let me sort of go through some of those advices. So one of it, he said, oh my friend, لا تلهك الناس عن نفسك. Oh my friend, do not let other people make you neglectful of yourself. Don't make other people neglectful of yourself. لوگ تجھے اپنے ذات سے غافل نہ کر دے. لوگوں میں مشغول ہو کر اپنے آپ کو نہ بھول جاؤ. اور آج کل یہ عام ہے. Don't become so engrossed with people that you forget yourself. Today, unfortunately, let us look at our situation. We are so worried what this man did, what this man said. Sometimes in our parlance, which has become very famous, we will look at the Facebook page of where a person is, what is he doing, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive us in today, you know, everything we want to put on Facebook. So if a person had a meal, I have to put it on Facebook. I had 2 eggs breakfast, I put it on Facebook. If you had 3 eggs, then also you'll put it on Facebook. And we have become so engrossed in what other people are doing that we forget our own self. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his friend that La tulhika an-nasu an nafsik. Don't let become so engrossed in what other people are doing that you forget your own self. You forget your own work. You forget your own responsibilities. You forget your own moral and spiritual development. And wallahi, although it seems such a simple advice, but it is so relevant, especially in the time that you and I are living in. We are all the time more worried about others than what we are worried about our own self. Sometimes we become so engrossed in saying, spending time with our friends, we forget our own responsibilities. Allah has placed certain responsibilities upon us to look after ourselves, to look after our health, to look after our finance. لِمَالِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقْ وَلِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقْ وَلِزَوْرِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقْ وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقْ. Allah said that your body has a right upon you, your wealth has a right upon you, your family has a right upon you. But so engrossed in others, we forget everything. Someone said that today, a Muslim woman spends half her life looking for a husband and the other half wondering where he is. Wo kaha gum ho gaya. So he's supposed to be with fulfilling his responsibility. And then even our moral and spiritual development, we are forgetting it. We are forgetting it at the altar of other people, what they are doing and getting engrossed in those things. We forget ourselves. You know, at the time, one day there was a drought in Misr, in Egypt. So people came to Dhunnun Misri because he was known to be the saint of the place. His name, Dhunnun Misri. And they said, oh Dhunnun, make dua that there is a drought. People are suffering. The animals are suffering. You know, make dua that perhaps because of the sins of people, maybe because of that, you know, that is why there is a drought. And what did Dhunnun Misri says? He said, you have done me a great favor by alerting me to my guna and sins. It is my sins that have caused the drought. He didn't say the way you and I say, Loko, how much guna are they doing? How much sins are they doing? He said, my sins. Perhaps that is the reason why there is drought. Let me leave the city. If I leave the city, Allah Ta'ala will bring rain. Brothers, how much of us look at ourselves in such a way? Engrossment in other people have made us forget our own situation. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went on to give the reason with regard to it. What a great thing he said. He said, فَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ يُسِيرُ إِلَيْكَ دُونَهُمْ. Your matters will come back to you, not to the people whom you are engrossed with. Allah on the day of Qiyamah will not ask you, what did that friend of yours do? What did the community do? Allah will ask you. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu unse kaha, isliye ke muamla tujh tak pahunchega un tak nahi. The matter is going to come to you. So the first thing Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this most beautiful advice worthy of consideration when he made mention, and he said that don't let other people become so engrossed in other people that you forget your own self. First advice. Second advice as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave, subhanallah, wala takta in nahara sariban. فَإِنَّهُ مَحْفُوظٌ عَلَيْكَ مَا عَمِلْتَ. And he said, do not while and waste your time in spending your days aimlessly. Because whatever you are doing, whatever you do, good or bad, it has been recorded. Don't waste your time. Whatever you are doing, it has been recorded. Or din ko, chal phir kar na guzar waqt zaya na kar wo tujh par mahfooz kar liya gaya. Jo kuch aap kar rahe ho wo mahfooz hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved it. Yawma tubla sarair. That's why I read this ayat in the khutbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah ta'ala on the day of qiyamah will reveal everything that has been concealed. Whatever you do, it has been protected. Good or bad, you will see it in front of you. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an iota of good, he will see it in front of him. Whoever does an iota of evil, he will see it in front of him. Because of this, don't waste your time. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi say, the Sahaba used to preserve their time more than what they used to preserve their wealth. Sahaba used to preserve they time more than what they use to preserve their wealth, and they used to believe that the man who masters his time masters his life, and he who wastes his time, he has wasted his life. And whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take account. Ek dharra neki ka zaya nahi hoga, qadar kare neki ko, aur ek dharra barabar burai ghaib nahi hoga, usse bacho. Not an iota of good will be concealed, it will be brought in front of you. Don't regard any good deed as little. La tahtiranna min al ma'roof shay'a, said Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't regard any good deed as little. There are hadith to the fact that a person on the day of Qiyamah will go around pleading with people, I got one good deed left to get into Jannah, help me with one good deed. And people say, we don't have one good deed. People will say, we don't have one good deed. Don't regard any good deed as little, even if it means meeting people with a smiling face, said Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't regard any evil, any guna as little, because you don't know which guna can take you to Jahannam. Hazrat Mu'adh Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, guna is like a spark, like a piece of fire. You don't know which fire is going to consume the building. Stay away from guna. And if you can't do by, at least try and, you know, one of the great incidents, you know, that has been mentioned about Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi passed away. Someone saw him in a dream. And in this particular dream, they saw him and they said, how did Allah treat you? He said, Allah treated me very well. Allah forgave me. But Allah gave my neighbor a rank greater than mine. This person was taken aback. My neighbor, Abdullah ibn Mubarak's neighbor, no one knows him. So he went to the house of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, went to the neighbor, knocked at the door, asked the family, what did your husband do that Allah gave him a rank greater than Abdullah ibn Mubarak? What did he do? He said, I don't know anything, but I know one thing. He used to observe the life of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. And he used to say, Ya Allah, I am so engrossed in my risk. Give me that particular time and that capacity that I can lead a life of devotion like Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He used to say, at least make me as pious as Abdullah ibn Mubarak. That feeling of his that I want to become pious, that is also so valuable. Allah gave him a rank greater than Abdullah ibn Mubarak. How many of us have, if ever we have a zeal, if ever we have enthusiasm, I want to become like that millionaire, I want to become like that billionaire to stay here and there. How much has got the zeal? I want to become pious like a pious person. Huh? So the second thing he said, don't waste your time away. Don't while your time away, because everything that you do has been recorded. Then the third thing he said, Subhanallah, what a beautiful, every advice of Umar would be great. And in this particular way he said, وَإِذَا أَسَعْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ فَإِنِّي لَا أَرَى شَيْئًا أَشَدُّ تَلَبًا وَلَا أَسْرَكُ دَرَكَةً مِّنْ حَسَنَةٍ حَدِيثَةٍ لِذَنْبٍ قَدِيمٍ. Whenever you do anything wrong, and we are human beings, we are bound to do something wrong from time to time, you know? And they said, anytime you do anything wrong, immediately follow it up with a good deed. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds wipe away evil deeds. And this, Umar radiallahu anhu said, there is nothing that pursues and overtakes guna and sins the way good deeds done, which is done after you have done a wrong deed. And of course, if you, for example, have done something wrong, my ustad, when he was teaching us, Tafsir Qari Miftahullah, you know, may Allah Ta'ala grant him a long life, and he was to say that, you know, good deeds, inshallah, will overtake evil deeds, because evil deeds is multiplied by one and good deeds is multiplied by 10. So he said, whenever you do an evil deed, then pursue it with and you follow it up with a good deed. Now the good deed is going 100 miles an hour, and the bad deeds is going 10 miles an hour. So inshallah, the good deeds will overtake the bad deeds. Huh? Inna al-hasanati yudhibna sayyat. One day a person came to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a woman, I was attracted to her, and then I took her behind and by a concealed place. Allah Ta'ala put it in my heart not to do the ultimate in terms of zina. But I did everything else other than zina. Ya Rasulullah, what is my situation? He had just performed Fajr and he came to ask Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about this. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go, your Fajr namaz has wiped away that evil deed. So whenever you do an evil deed, you follow it up with a good deed. Inna al-hasanati yudhibna al-sayyat, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will wipe away that evil deed. The third advice Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave was this. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave the fourth advice. I'tazil ma yu'dhik. I'tazil ma yu'dhik. Stay away from things that harm you. Stay away from things that harm you. Jo cheeze aidha pahunchane wale hain, usse alag talak raho. Usse alag raho. Anything that harms you, stay away from it. The greatest harm that can cause and be upon us is our guna and sins. But here, the advice is general. Anything that is of harm to you, stay away from it. Stay away from sins because it is harmful to you. Stay away from an unhealthy way of living. Unhealthy way of eating. Stay away from it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given such great advices that he said, what is this advice? One third, keep your stomach, one third food, one third beverages and drinks, and one third, keep it for air. Now what we do, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, we eat so much, you know, one Maulana was saying, he made this majestad that one person started eating so much, he was so full, so someone said, I'll give you some churan, I'll give you something for indigestion, I'll give you an ino, I'll give you something for indigestion. He said, bhai, if I had a little bit more space in my stomach, I would have another poti. I'll have another piece of meat. Why are you giving me something for indigestion? Stay away from things that harm you. And stay away from harming other people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. He who causes harms to other people, he has put upon himself a very great burden. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, there are three types of animals. That animal which benefits people. So you benefit from the cow, you benefit from the milk, you benefit from the bee and the honey. And that particular type of animal which is harmful, if it gets a chance, it will inconvenience you, it will hurt you. And you get those type of animals that neither benefit, neither harm. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi say, try and be like that animal which benefits people. And if you can't be that animal which benefits people, then don't be like that animal which harms people. At least be like that animal which neither harms, neither benefits. So that's the fourth thing that Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, and he told people, stay away from that which harms you. اِعْتَزِلْ مَا يُؤْذِيكَ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْخَلِيلِ الصَّالِحِ وَقَلَّمَا تَجِدْهُ Subhanallah. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala then said, لازم پکرو نیک دوستوں کو اور وہ بہت کم ملتے ہیں. Keep to you to have good friends, because good friends are a very great ni'mat of Allah. They put you upon the right path, they guide you upon the right path, they counsel you upon the right path. Something for us to observe from the Quran. Allah in the Holy Quran says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَّةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَعَبِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. When the day of Qiyamah come, even your parents will run away from you, children will run away from you because of the harshness of that day of Qiyamah. People will run away, they will flee away from you. Everyone will be only nafsi, nafsi, my own self. But Allah in the Holy Quran has made mention of true friends. Al-akhillahu yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. On the day of Qiyamah, friends would be enemies to one another except that friendship which was based on taqwa. Allah says, your parents and children will flee from you, but friendship which is based on taqwa and piety and goodness, that will come to your assistance even in Qiyamah. It will come to assistance even in Akhirat. Yes, this is a situation. In Sahih Muslim, there's a hadith that a person was going from one place to another, right? And he was going and an angel asked him, where are you going? I'm going to meet a friend. Why are you going? Have you got any worldly needs? Have you got any type of maqsad, any objective? I got nothing. I'm only going to him for the sake of Allah. And the angel asked him thrice. He said, why are you asking me? They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, anyone who keeps friendship solely for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wipes away his evil deeds. So friendship, which is based, and what type of friendship would be that? That would be that type of friendship which helps you do good deeds and helps you keep away from evil deeds. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person is on the deen of his friends. Let everyone see him whom he befriends. People will recognize you by the friends you keep. So if your friends are good, people will say, this man is keeping good company. And if you are not right, then people will say that, listen, what type of friends is keeping? Look at the friends he's keeping. They will recognize you by your friends. So that each and everyone sees what type of... So that's why they say, you know, never let your friends get lonely. Keep disturbing them. And they say, a friend is he who stabs you. Now you think, why a friend is he who is loyal? A friend is he who will never stab you. He will never betray you. But the saying say, a friend is he who stabs you. A real friend is he who stabs you. But he doesn't stab you from the back, he stabs you from the front. A true friend is he who stabs you not from the back, he stabs you from the front. He is your mirror. The mirror will tell you your defects. The mirror will tell you what you are. Your true friend will tell you, brother, this is what you are doing is harmful. You are not supposed to do this. Do this right. Go this. A true friend is he who stabs you, but he stabs you from the front. And this is something that you and I have to keep in mind. So what did Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْخَلِيلِ الصَّالِحِ وَقَلَّ مَا تَجِرْهُ. Very few friends are like that. You know, there's a fable. I know sometimes you get this type of stories and you read it. So a person was going with his friend. And during the course of going in with his friend, they had a fight and the friend slapped him. So he wrote it down on the sand. They were traveling in the desert. So he wrote it down in the sand. Today my friend slapped me. After a while they were still continuing. And when they were continuing, this person who was slapped, he went into quicksand. He was about to drown. And his friend, with great amount of effort and exertion, pulled him out of the quicksand and saved his life. So he engraved that on a piece of rock. Today my friend saved my life. So the friend said, can I ask you one question? He said, yes. He said, when I slapped you, you wrote it on the desert sand for it to be wiped away. But when I saved your life, then you wrote it and engraved it in rock. So he said, yes. When a friend makes a mistake, I write it and I wrote it in the desert sand so that forgiveness can wipe it away. My forgiveness will wipe it away. My friend slapped me, so what? He is still my friend. I have forgiven him. And with the desert sand, it gets wiped away and blown away. But when he saved me, I wrote it down in the rock for it to be engraved that my friend today saved my life. So friends are those people, my dear respected brothers, who keep you upon the right path. There is one more of this particular advice that Umar radiallahu ta'ala will give, but I will just make translation of it without giving much commentary or an explanation with it. He said, وَشَاوِكْ فِي أَمْرِكَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ اللَّهِ. Whenever you need to consult anyone, then consult people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you good. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal upon these beautiful advisors of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ. Thank you.